Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Nazir Daf Mem Tes, the seventh parak Kohen Gadol. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Gemara said since Rabbi Akiva derives from La'achiv that even a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir becomes tamei for Meis Mitzvah, and certainly a Kohen Hediot, why did the Torah need to write La'aviv La'imo by Kohen Gadol? The Rosh clarifies that although La'imo is needed for the Gezer Shava, La'aviv is superfluous. The Gemara answers that if the Torah had written his father, Hava Minu Hainu Taima Dilo Metamele, I might say that the reason he cannot become tamei for him, Mishum De Chazaka Ba'amahu, because it's only presumption that he is truly his father that cannot be established with certainty. But his mother, whom we know for certain gave birth to him, he could become tamei for her. If the Torah had only written his mother, I might say he cannot become tamei for her because his lineage does not follow hers, but perhaps he could become tamei for his father, whose lineage he follows. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Al Eilu Tumos HaNazir Megaleach, for the following Tumos HaNazir Mashev. The Mishnah lists 10 sources of corpse tuma: a corpse, a kazaisa of a corpse, a kazaisa of netzel, a substance of decomposed flesh, a ladleful of dust from a corpse, a spinal cord, a skull, a limb removed from a corpse, a limb removed from a living person, a half cup of bones, and a half log of blood. Above these 10, the Mishnah concludes, V'amaga'anva masa'anva al-hilan. He becomes a Nazir Tamei for touching them, carrying them, or through their olal. An 11th case, Ba'aletzim Kesorel Amalga'o B'masa'o, and for a bone the size of a barley for touching it or carrying it. It does not convey tuma through Ohel. The Mishnah concludes, Al Eilah Nazim Megaleach Umazim B'shlishi U'B'shvi. For all these tumos, a Nazim Hashem has to sprinkle with Mechatas on the 3rd and 7th days, Vesosios Akodmim, and he forfeits the previous days. Ve'no Maskel Limnos Ela Adshiyitar U'Mevias Karbonosav, and he does not begin to count anew until he becomes Tahor and brings his Karbonos. And pointing with you, the Gemara relates that after Rabbi Meir passed away, Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim, Al Yikantzu Talmidei Rabbi Meir Lakan. Rabbi Meir's Talmidim are not to enter Mifnei Shekantraninhen, because they are confrontational. And they do not come to learn Torah, rather to undermine me with halachas. Sumchus, the Talmud of Rabbi Meir, pushed his way in and told them that Rabbi Meir taught him that a Nazir must shave for Tumah from a corpse or from a kazayas from a corpse. Rabbi Yehuda said this confirmed his critique. If he must shave for contact with a mere kazayas of a corpse, why would he need to say a corpse? On the next up, Rabbi Yossi said, Yomru Mer Shachov Yehuda Kaz Yossi Shasak. Shall they say Mer died, Yehuda became angry, and Yossi remained silent? Torah Mat Heilel. What will become of the Torah? Rabbi Yossi was concerned that if he was silent out of deference for Rabbi Yehuda, the authentic version of the Mishnah's text, which was in accordance with Rabbi Meir, would be lost. The Gemara suggests three answers to Simchus's challenge. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara asks that since Rabbi Akiva derives from La'achiv, that even a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir becomes Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah, and certainly a Kohen Hediot, why did the Torah need to write La'aviv Le'imo by Kohen Gadol? The Rosh clarifies that although Le'imo is needed for the Gezer Shava, La'aviv is superfluous. The Gemara answers that if the Torah had written his father, Hava Minu Hainu Taima Dilo Metamele, I might say that the reason he cannot become Tamei for him, Mishum De Chazaka Ba'amahu, because it's only presumption that he is truly his father that cannot be established with certainty. But his mother, whom we know for certain gave birth to him, he could become Tamei for her. If the Torah had only written his mother, I might say he cannot become Tamei for her because his lineage does not follow hers, but perhaps he could become Tamei for his father, whose lineage he follows. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Al Eilu Tumos HaNazir Megaleach, for the following Tumos HaNazir Mashev. The Mishnah lists 10 sources of corpse tuma: a corpse, a kazaisa of a corpse, a kazaisa of netzel, a substance of decomposed flesh, a ladleful of dust from a corpse, a spinal cord, a skull, a limb removed from a corpse, a limb removed from a living person, a half cup of bones, and a half log of blood. Above these 10, the Mishnah concludes, V'amaga'anva masa'anva al-hilan. He becomes a Nazir Tamei for touching them, carrying them, or through their olal. An 11th case, Ba'aletzim Kesorel Amalga'o B'masa'o, and for a bone the size of a barley for touching it or carrying it. It does not convey tuma through Ohel. The Mishnah concludes, Al Eilah HaNazim Megaleach Umazim B'shlishi U'B'shvi. For all these tumos, a Nazim Hashaben has to sprinkle with Mechatas on the 3rd and 7th days, Vesosios Akodmim, and he forfeits the previous days. Ve'no Maskel Limnos Ela Adshiyitar U'Mevias Karbonosav, and he does not begin to count anew until he becomes Tahor and brings his Karbonos. And pointing with you, the Gemara relates that after Rabbi Meir passed away, Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim, Al Yikantzu Talmidei Rabbi Meir Lakan. Rabbi Meir's Talmidim are not to enter Mifnei Shekantraninhen, because they are confrontational. And they do not come to learn Torah, rather to undermine me with halachas. Sumchus, the Talmud of Rabbi Meir, pushed his way in and told them that Rabbi Meir taught him that a Nazir must shave for Tumah from a corpse or from a kazayas from a corpse. Rabbi Yehuda said this confirmed his critique. If he must shave for contact with a mere kazayas of a corpse, why would he need to say a corpse? On the next up, Rabbi Yossi said, Yomru Mer Shachov Yehuda Kaz Yossi Shasak. Shall they say Mer died, Yehuda became angry, and Yossi remained silent? Torah mata he'alel. What will become of the Torah? Rabbi Yossi was concerned that if he was silent out of deference for Rabbi Yehuda, the authentic version of the Mishnah's text, which was in accordance with the Rebbe Meir, would be lost. The Gemara suggests three answers to Simchus's challenge. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Mem Tes, and our standard Simra relates to meat. We use a butcher for the Simon, a butcher. So here goes. The hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother of the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became Tamei for a Mace Mitzvah, told them to be careful not to step on any of the 10 forms of corpse tumma strewn on the street, and not let the confrontational apprentice of a competitor who is banging on the door get in. Once again, in slow motion. The hairy butcher, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Tes. The hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother of the Kohen Gadol Nazir became tummy for a Mace Mitzvah, which reminds us, the Gemara said, since Rabbi Akiva derives from La'achiv, that even a Kohen Gadol was a Nazir becomes tummy for a Mace Mitzvah, and certainly a Kohen Hedyo, why did the Torah need to write La'aviv le'imo by Kohen Gadol? And answers that if the Torah had written his father, I might say the reason it cannot become tami for him, mishum de chazak ba'amu, because it's only a presumption that he truly is his father that cannot be established with certainty. But his mother, whom we know for certain gave birth to him, he could become tami for her. And if the Torah had only written his mother, I might say he cannot become tami for her because his yichus does not follow hers. But perhaps he could become tami for his father, whose yichus he follows. So the hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother, the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became tummy for a Mace Mitzvah, told them to be careful not to step on any of the 10 forms of corpse tumma strewn on the street. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ha'elu tumas anazim agaleach, for the following tumas anazim ashev, and lists 10 sources of corpse tumma. So the hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother of the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became tummy for a Mace Mitzvah, told them to be careful not to step on any of the 10 forms of corpse tumma strewn on the street, and not let the confrontational apprentice of a competitor who was banging on the door get in. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates that after Rabbi Meir passed away, Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim, Rabbi Meir's Talmidim are not to enter here, because they are confronting him, because they are confrontational, and they do not come to learn Torah, rather to undermine me with halachos. Simchus, the Talmud of Rabbi Meir, pushed his way in and challenged him by telling him how Rabbi Meir had taught the Mishnah. So once again, the hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother of the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became Tamei for a Mace Mitzvah, told them to be careful not to step on any of the 10 forms of corpse tumma strewn on the street, and not let the confrontational apprentice of a competitor who was banging on the door get in. All right, so now it's time for 4 Bala Bachazar. Daf Mem Hei. So the Simmer Daf Mem Hei is Monopoly. So here goes. The Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tower Nazir Monopoly board. Monopoly? That must mean we're in Daf Mem Hei. Monopoly. The Nazir moved his hairy razor piece on the Tower Nazir Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Tichlach is a Tahara Ketzad. How is the shaving of a Nazir in Tahara done? He brought 3 animals, a chattas, an ol, and a shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda says he shechs the shlamim first and shaves after it. And Rabbi Elazar says he would only shave after the chattas, shechattas kodemus mikol makum, because the chattas takes precedence everywhere. So it's the first carbon brought here as well. They both agree that the shaving follows the first carbon, but disagree which carbon is first. So the Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landed on the Pesach Olam Moed spot, for it would be a disgrace, which reminds us, a brisa provides a source for shaving after shlamim. Megillah HaNazir Pesach Olam Moed, the Nazir shall shave at the entrance of the Olam Moed, but shlamim akas medaber, the pasuk actually refers to the shlamim, teaching that the shaving follows it, because the words Pesach Olam Moed are written about a shlamim's shchita. The pasuk's not teaching a location for the shaving, but the sequence. The brisa then explains why we do not interpret it as literally requiring shaving at the entrance of the Olam Moed, im ken derech mezayin. If so, it would be a disgraceful behavior. So the Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landing on the Pesach Ohel Moed spot, for it would be a disgrace, was beat by the Tahor Nazir who was able to get his clump of hairpiece under the fiery pot spot, which had a picture of a shlamim cooking. Which reminds us, Gemara brings the machlokas when the Nazir's hair is placed on the fire of the shlamim. Daf Mem Vav. So the Simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow, because cows go moo. So here goes. The former Nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Vav, moo. The former Nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery celebrating the end of his Naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanos was sprinkled, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that after the shlamim is cooked and the foreleg is waved, the Nazir becomes permitted to drink wine and become tummy from the dead. Rabbi Shimon says, Kevin Shinizra kol avechum min adamim. Once the blood of one of the karbanos was sprinkled for him, hutru hanazir lishtos beyayin litamei lemeisim. The Nazir is permitted to drink wine and become tummy to the dead. In a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer says, the pasuk states, "Va'achri yishteh ha'nazir yain." Afterwards, the nazir may drink wine. Achra Maisim Kulan. This means after all the activities are performed. So the former Nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery, celebrating the end of his Naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanos was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since Tanufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the Nazir prohibitions, which reminds us, Rav says, Tanufa benazim akeves. The waving procedure of a Nazir prevents the release of the prohibitions if it's not performed. The Gemara explains that this was said according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said, all activities are required. The chiddush is that one might have thought, kevin delinyan kapar shiari mitzahi, since regarding atonement of other karbanas, the tanufa is merely a residual part of the mitzvah and not critical. Hachanamim lotiakev, here too, is not critical to the nazir's permit. So Rav taught otherwise. So the former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery, celebrating the end of his naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanas was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since tanufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the nazir prohibitions, and that he must regrow his hair since he shaved on a carbon where the blood became tamei before Zerika, which reminds us the next Mishnah discusses the status of shaving when a carbon is invalid. Daf Mem Zayin. So the Simra Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze. That must mirror on Daf Mem Zayin. The Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maze mitzvah, which reminds us. The seventh parak begins, Kohen Gadol and Nazir ein mitamim krovein. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir cannot become tamim for their deceased relatives, in contrast to a Kohen Hedyot, a mitamim maze mitzvah, but they may become tamim for a corpse with no one else to bury it. If a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir were alone and found a maze mitzvah, it's a malchokas, Rabbi Yezu and the Chachamim, who should become tamim first. So, the Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maze mitzvah, got stuck behind two Kohanim Gadolim, one on Meshuach, Meshem, and Mishcha, and another who was in Meruba Bagadim, debating who should deal with another maze mitzvah, which reminds us. The Gemara presents three cases dealing with types of a Kohen Gadol, and teaches which should become Tamei based on the relative Kedusha. The first case is between a Meshuach, Meshem, and Mishcha, and a Meruba Bagadim, a Kohen Gadol anointed with the anointing oil, and one invested only through the extra clothing. In this case, the one anointed with oil is greater, and the other should become tamei because the anointed one has the halach of a Kohen Gadol that he brings a part called Mashiach, a bull for transgressing an Issacharis based on his mistaken ruling, instead of an ordinary chatas of a female sheep, and a Meruba Bagadim does not. So the Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maze mitzvah, got stuck behind two Kohanim Gadolim, one a Meshuach, Meshem, and a Mishcha, and another was a Meruba Bagadim, debating who should deal with another maze mitzvah. As a Meshuach, Mochamah, and Skan Kohen Gadol were racing to the end to see who is greater? Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, Meshuach Mochamah Uskan Heimenehu Adif. Between a Kohen Gadol anointed for war and a deputy Kohen Gadol, which of them is greater? Meshuach Mochamah Adif Dechazgul Mochamah. Do we say that the one anointed for war is greater because he's fit for war, as the Gemara will explain? Or Dilma Skan Adif Dechazgul Avoda. Or perhaps the Skan is greater because he's fit for Avoda as a substitute for the Kohen Gadol when needed. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simra Daf Mem Ches is a brainiac. So here goes. The hairy brainiac. That must be more in Daf Memches. The hairy brainiac Nazir who got a migraine trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tamei from Tzaraas, which reminds us, we learn from Gezer Shava with the word Kuliimo, that just as a Nazir, the Tumah of Tzaraas and Ziva are permitted, so too by Kohen Gadol. So the hairy brainiac Nazir who got a migraine trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tamei from Tzaraas, while his brother taught him that if he was a Kohen Gadol, he could become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva darshens from the word La'achiv, that even one who is both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir becomes Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah. So the hairy brainiac Nazir who got a migraine trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tamei from Tzaraas, while his brother taught him that if he was a Kohen Gadol, he could become Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah, called his neurologist in a panic when his sister said he should even stop for a Meis Mitzvah on his way to Shechtes Pesach and circumcise his son, which reminds us. Abraisa explains that the word Ulachoso, and for his sister, written by Nazir teaches that if one was going to Shechtes Pesach or circumcise his son and he heard that a relative died, he could not become Tamei for them because these mitzvahs, which are punishable by Karis, are more severe than the mitzvah to bury his relatives. The Torah writes Ulachoso to qualify this law. Only for his sister he does not become Tamei while on the way to perform these mitzvahs, but for a Meis Mitzvah he does become Tamei even at the expense of Pesach or Mila. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we discuss the status of shaving when a carbon is possible and the Nazir is required to regrow his hair? That's on daf Memvav. Good. Number 2, which daf do we learn why we need La'avi L'imo in the Pasuk by Kohen Gadol? That's on daf Memtes. Good number three. Which daf do we have a question? Who is greater, a Meshulch Melchama or a Skan Kohen Gadol? That's on daf. Mem Zayin. Good number four. Which of the one that Gezer Shabbat V'Le'imo teaches that just as the Tumah of Tzaras and Ziva is permitted to a Nazir, it's permitted to a Kohen Gadol? That's on daf. Mem Ches. Good number five. Which of the words of Malchokas, whether a Tiklachas Tahara, the shaving of a Nazir in Tahara, is done after the Shechita of the Shlamim or a Chatas? That's on daf. Memhe. Good number six. Which daf of the incident of Sumchas, Rabbi Meir's Talmud, who pushes way in against Rabbi Yehuda's instruction? That's on daf. Memtes. Good number seven. Which daf of the Rabbi Kiva darshans from La'achiv, that even one who is both a Kohen Gadol and Nazir becomes Tamei for a Meis Mitzvah? That's on daf. Memches. Good number eight. Which daf of the Rabbi, the 10 sources of corpse tuma that require a Nazir to shave? That's on daf. Memtes. Good number nine. Which daf do we have machlokes regarding who becomes Tamei first to deal with a Meis Mitzvah, a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir? That's on daf. Mem Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we want? Tunufa Benazir Ma'akevis. The waving procedure of a Nazir prevents the release of the prohibitions if it's not performed. That's on daf. Mem Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.